Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Hope you're keeping warm in some of those cold places across the United States. Yeah, it's winter. We still can whine about it, though, can't we? What a crazy day, couple of days actually in Belgium, but they thwarted what would have been a terrible attack right around rush hour. It was in the middle of rush hour, in fact. So shades of what happened in France. That massive attack at Charlie Hebdo, the execution of so many of those cartoonists, the editor, and various people that were there for an editorial meeting. No specific names called out, none of that, but definitely a cell linked to ISIS with designs on massive destruction in Belgium. Luckily, they were able to stop the attack with an anti-terror raid, got into a firefight with a couple of the heavily armed jihadists and knocked them out, killed them. One of the jihadists was arrested, but a major terror attack. I mean, they were on the brink, armed up, ready to roll, had designs on what they were going to do, two dead. So some members of that cell had, of course, traveled to Syria, met with ISIS, plotted the attacks as retaliation, they're saying, for the airstrikes in Syria and Iraq, and they were looking into possibly spreading it further and outside of Belgium supposedly. But as it just adds more fuel to that fear that's been hanging around Europe like a dark cloud and went off spiraling the second Charlie Hebdo happened. And then here you have Belgium. So we have somebody or people who, some of them are Belgian, who are going to Syria, meet with ISIS, design a great big plan, come back into the country. And this is something we have to be concerned about in the U.S. If anything, somebody wants to go over there and do it, passports revoked. I think there has to be heavy scrutiny on who's coming in and out, especially now. Because obviously, we're seeing what's happening there, the unprecedented amount of people who decide that whether they're from Australia, the United States, Belgium, France, wherever it is, England, a lot of British deciding to go and fight in Syria, then deciding to come back and attack their mother country. If you think of the total number, somebody told me this the other day, there's like more than 3,000 Europeans, for example. Boom, they were fighting in Syria. Then they come back to Europe. They come back to the UK. They come back to France. They come back to Belgium. And look what happens. They're fighting as members of ISIS. And the scary part to me is how many Americans are right now feeling out that same thing of deciding, gosh, you know, wherever it is they are right now in the country, wherever it is, where there may be the anti-American sentiment at the airstrikes, how dare you, whatever the reason, and then deciding to leave. Perfect pawns to use against us, which we've already seen that. Abdullah Mutallab, the guy who wanted to blow up the plane a few Christmases ago, if you remember, in Detroit, would have been a disaster. Would have been a disaster if he had been able to explode the underwear bomb that he had rigged up, that he was taught to rig up. But he couldn't execute, and he was stopped. Thank goodness. But how many chances do you get before there's, you know, your chances run out at some point? Checking into U.S. passports and who is using their passport to go to Syria, to go to disappear in Yemen, wherever it is that they're headed, I think it's fair game to look and to try to determine when people are coming back in, to ask questions. I mean, I get asked questions. Last year traveling to Grenada, last year traveling to Hawaii. I mean, for goodness sake. So to me, one of our biggest holes besides the porous border, where it's a soft enough entry and there's ways to get through, is the passport of leaving, coming back in, and nobody catches you under the radar. Nobody. I do have to tell you about this story, which isn't related to Belgium or the idea of it's crazy what we do with the passports and we need to pay more attention to that. But because our satellite facility is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which last year was ground zero for Ebola when Tom Duncan came in from West Africa, and you all know that story, of course, where he was sent home from the hospital and the two nurses that got Ebola and thank goodness survived and all the conversation about Ebola. I have strep throat. Didn't know I had strep throat. Couldn't get into my doctor's. I told this story the other day, although he's such a cool guy. He would have waited late. And I said, nah, don't do that. And, I went to an urgent care facility and two things happened. And one of the things that happened was they gave me a little card that just said, hey, you don't have this, or you're not taking any drugs, or, you know, the normal things they'd ask. It was like three questions. And then the one question was, you haven't been to West Africa recently. You haven't been to West Africa or any of these countries specifically, and it listed all three. And I thought, oh, so now because everyone's uber paranoid in Dallas because of what happened and how it put that Texas Presbyterian Hospital on the map, now you have a special little tiny questionnaire about if you have been to Africa, West Africa. And I asked her, because there was another thing that had come up, and I asked her, if somebody just doesn't fill it out, she said, oh, no, we won't even see them. So you have to check, yes or no, yes or no. If you've been there, yes or no. And we look at it before anybody even goes back. And the other thing is, and I talked about this because we're taking the show to Washington, D.C., March 3rd and 4th. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Obamacare, one of the whole thing with the subsidies, and it's pretty significant. I don't think there's going to be a ruling until June, but that's the oral argument, a part of it. So we'll be talking to a lot of different people in healthcare and people on the Hill and senators and congresspeople and blah, blah, blah. But one thing that happened to me, and in case you missed the show, it's worth quickly saying, they asked me about the insurance. They started naming off the prices for every single thing. Well, if, you know, we look down your throat, this is what it costs. If we check your heartbeat, this is what it costs. Like, wow, it's like, I said this the other day, it's like a la carte menu. Am I at McDonald's? And do you get free nuggets with that? And they laughed and said, no, this is because people don't understand their insurance and they have high deductibles and they're scared to death that they can't afford to get a chest x-ray or to have a culture taken. And I was like, wow. And they said they do it for every single person that comes in no matter what. That tells you something, doesn't it? Odds and ends coming up, or actually, odds and ends mixed in with numbers we can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
food basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Topping weekend house mixed in with a side of odds and ends, catching you up on some wild things that have happened across the country and some interesting things. You know, when we hear about airlines and fines, what do we assume? We assume it's for delays, right? Well, the feds fine Southwest $1.6 million over hours long runway delays. So Southwest is the ha-ha fun, geez, we love flying Southwest, and everyone's having a good time until they're stuck on the ground. Specifically, they didn't let passengers jump off planes that were stuck on the ground during a freezing winter storm in Chicago. So there was a lot of employees that called in sick. It was seen as kind of a little protest because they had contract negotiations going on. It doesn't matter. They have to pay $600,000. They were given credit for $269,000 to compensate passengers and $400,000. And $31,000 on new equipment, and then $300,000 is waived if they don't break the rules again next year. It's like you're at the poker table. Now, if you double down on this hand, and then if you subtract this, then we'll take this much away from you. Bottom line is $1.6 mil for not letting them off the plane. So how about that, though? The passengers, because, you know, that new that law that went into effect like 2 years ago, if you were on that plane for that whole time, you would get some money back. I think that's a good thing, because why they can't figure out a way, especially we're talking long delays, why they can't figure out a way to get people back to get them deplaned, I don't get it. And it was 16 planes that were stuck on the ground for at least 3 hours after they landed at Midway. After they landed. So they were there. They couldn't figure out a way to get them off. And that was it. Bravo. This, I think that law is a good one. Dissuade keeping people. Have these airports that have massive amounts of money and they have board meetings, airport board meetings. Think about ways to get passengers to a part of the airport where it's safe and secure. And maybe that's not always easy because you have a lot of traffic. I get that. But there has to be a more common sense way to handle this. It just seems to me that there should be a way to do it, and people shouldn't be stuck for the length of time they're stuck, which is why that law was initiated in the first place, and I think why that law will work, because the airlines don't want to have to pay any kind of a big fine for having people in situations where they're just flat out trapped on a plane, there's no water, the toilets are broken, they're overflowing, whatever, especially when the hours start to really mount up. And I think it's once you're over a couple of hours, that's where that all kicks in, right after that. All right, let's move to another one. How about this? This is an infuriating one, actually, but we've had a lot of guests on America Tonight talking about the Internet and net neutrality and rules and what are they trying to do with the Internet and how's that going to affect us, and you know the cost will eventually be passed on. The White House talked about it on Thursday. They said that legislation wasn't necessary to settle net neutrality rules because the FCC can do what they want. They didn't say quite that way. They said they have the authority, meaning they can do what they want to write them. So Republicans, of course, are away. They're part of that whole summit thing. But the Republicans have been trying to get some support for this bill that would counter the FCC's new rules. The Obama administration's comments are basically saying, we're not going to worry about it. Here we go again. That, you know, we don't think legislation's necessary, but hey, if, you know, we'll work with people if they want to work with it. The bottom line is this. The president is pushing, or the administration is pushing the FCC to regulate ISPs strictly under a section of communications law that's called Title 11. So it would treat them like public utilities. You get that. You know, your phone company, etc. Then broadband companies, they oppose that plan because they say more regulations. Oh, I hate those regulations. Wrap us up in red tape. More regulations, and this is the company saying this, would reduce investment and stifle innovation, a.k.a. you do this to us, yeah, we're going to pass on the cost to consumers. We're going to do that. So I call foul on this all the way around, and let's hope it doesn't happen. Here's your number, February 26, Republicans looking for that delay in the vote to establish these new net neutrality rules have now planned on February 26th more conversation over this, let's say, that they're going to pursue it, right? I think a change would be a big mistake, and hopefully the FCC chair, Tom Wheeler, doesn't make any kind of a change, that we don't have any problem, and we can talk about it for another 10 years and hear some testimony on it, and then eventually push it off again for another 10 years, so at least you're not going to have to worry about your bills anytime soon going higher as a result, you know, climbing higher as a result of that, because that's what will happen. You and I will pay in the end. Trust me. All right. This kind of got lost, I think, on a few people, and it's numbers, but the Pentagon, I had a conversation with someone today, and maybe this is now coming out, but the Pentagon is going to send more troops to train some Syrian rebels to help the rebels fight ISIS, and also, quotes, U.S. support personnel. This all goes to the whole ISIS thing. And there's more heat now on ISIS because of Paris, because of lone wolves, because of what happened in Belgium, and how the conversation has ramped up, and the fact there's going to be a terror summit and all of that. So 400 more troops to help the rebels fight ISIS. Now, this is the thing. Where are they pulling the forces from? Right? They're not really so much saying that. We're from other training sites, or where are they? Where is this happening? Because we've talked about training sites, and it was supposed to be Turkey, and then Saudi Arabia offered to host the training sites too. And remember, this training program deal was part of the president's plan to field local troops in Syria and to push back ISIS, supposedly, while we have these airstrikes going on. Because anybody who knows anything about military strategy certainly knows the airstrikes, while they can be effective in some ways, they certainly won't work without boots on the ground in some sense. So the Pentagon says they can train about 5,000 recruits in the first year, and then that would go up to 15,000 if they needed to retake eastern Syria, which, of course, is controlled by ISIS. But they got to do it fast, man. They got to train now, not tomorrow, not next year, whatever. And this is the problem. This heel dragging just makes ISIS ramp up even more. I mean, we already know there's an authorization for more than 3,000 troops to advise and train Iraqi and Kurdish forces. We're like, we'll be on this, Johnny on the spot, we'll train you. And you know, it goes back to those laws of engagement, rules of engagement, which are so hinky. And you know that word, hinky? They make no sense, where your hands are tied. And so I think there's some confusion over some of this. How do you train, and yet, what if you're in the situation you'd have to defend, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be stuck in a situation where you would have to defend? Where's this training going to be held? Initially, it was supposed to be Turkey, but geez, now it might be Saudi Arabia, and the sooner that happens, the better. If this is indeed the plan, the people that need to be trained now, because how do they ramp up quickly enough? Obviously, you get what I'm saying. So in the meantime, because the markets have opened overseas, and you know, we look at what happens on Wall Street, any shaky negative news, and a lot of times the blue chip stocks take a slide. Well, Asia is now in a little bit of a slide because of some of the volatility with the dollar. The Asian shares stumbled on Friday, and the dollar smashed against the yen after Switzerland decided to pull a fast one. They decided to move to abandon their currency cap. No cap. So you know what that means. Plunge, baby, plunge. Hey, speaking of plunging, oil prices actually went up. A little bit of a bump for oil prices, but still, if you filled up recently, I did the other day, $1.71 a gallon of regular. The billionaire effect, we're talking about it next.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, Dr. John Sciocca is in our virtual green room today. I love that name, I got to tell you. He's the co-author of The Self-Made Billionaire Effect, and he's the head of global thought leadership at PricewaterhouseCoopers, where he's working on strategy and innovation for them. That's the main thing. And, you know, strategy and innovation and billionaire all seem to go hand in hand to me. Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Kate.
So your book is based on massive research, from what I understand, into the working habits and really the mindset of more than 120 billionaires. And some of the people you looked at, my pal Mark Cuban, Sarah Blakely, she's got an interesting story from Spanx, how she started it, etc. And Howard Schultz, of course, with Starbucks, just a couple of the names. So here's a big question for you. And this is one I'm sure people listening are thinking about. I just talked about Carlos Slim the other day, the billionaire from Mexico. How many billionaires truly are there in the world? Dr. John, people that aren't just saying that. You know how people brag, but who really are honest-to-goodness billionaires?
Oh, that's a great question, Kate. And the when we started our study in 2012, there were just over 1,200 billionaires. With the uptick in the market and a number of other things, most people estimate there's just over 2,000. We were really interested in the self-made ones. So of that 1,200, about two-thirds of them are self-made, and then we get it down to about 600 that we did it in ways that were pretty transparent markets because we wanted to see how they made their money. And then we studied 120 of those in depth and interviewed as many as we could. So that was the fact-based.
Wow. So how many billionaires actually had their, you know, first success or billionaire success before they were even 30?
About 10 to 15% were before 30. Most of them were 30 to 40, 40 to 50 when they hit upon the idea that made them their billion. And the interesting thing, Kate, the most interesting thing is these people generally made their money in markets that were hugely competitive and hugely mature. So 4 out of 5 of them made money in things like pizza and clothing and coffee, not just in high tech.
Yeah, it's funny because that's exactly what I think. Immediately when I think billionaire, I can't help it. I think tech, but how about that pizza, clothing, et cetera? Here's an interesting thing. You know, people think if you say there's 2,000 billionaires, two-thirds are self-made, how many of those billionaires have college degrees and even go further like PhDs or MBAs?
Well, in our sample, what we saw is about a quarter of them don't have a college degree, about half of them have a college degree, and about a quarter of them have advanced degrees. So it looks more like the general population, you might think.
Wow. The, you know, with some of them, I would think, I would assume, because, you know, especially on based on what you were talking about, that it's not all tech, et cetera, which we just said. How many of them actually got a launch in sales, started with sales, maybe as a kid, paper routes, or they just were always had that entrepreneurial spirit and could sell?
Yeah, we actually saw about 7 to 8 out of 10 had some kind of sales responsibility, and they also tried to get hold of a profit and loss responsibility early in their careers. So most of them had, you know, some kind of a job before they were 20, and then before they were 30, they had some kind of profit and loss responsibility, and they're not afraid of going out and generating demand. So they really know how to communicate. And that's, you know, one of the great things that that did is that the interviews were fantastic. I mean, they were charming. The other thing, they have a great management of their time. That in the interviews lasted anywhere from 2 hours to 8 hours, and we were not interrupted once in any of the interviews, which I found just amazing.
No kidding. Time management, 2 to 8 hours, you would think that constantly phones would be going off or texts or whatever, and they'd be paying attention to that. But it just shows you that they probably were laser focused, and there may be something to that because they're not being distracted by a million other things. Do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very focused, and they're very focused on, you know, getting it, first of all, having empathy for where the demand is going to be. So you take a guy like Jeff Lurie, who bought the Eagles. He bought the Eagles at a price where a lot of people who, for $185 million, and a lot of people thought he was crazy. There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal saying he'd overpaid. But what he noticed that other people hadn't is that television at the time only had the 3 channels and a little bit of cable. He saw the great distribution revolution coming, and he knew anybody who had great content like American football was going to really have something worthwhile. So he was willing to focus on that and really go after it. You see that time and time again, that kind of empathetic imagination to see where things are going, and then they have to act on it, so they inventively execute and make it real.
Yeah, speaking of having to act, for these billionaires, were some of them, because I would sort of assume this, and I could be wrong, you know what they say about assumptions, but were they fired? Did they get pushed out by an employer, and then suddenly they're on their own and they can pursue their ideas?
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, we were shocked to find out that 66% of them had worked at large companies before, and actually 25% of them had been fired and pushed out, and then the rest of the 66% left. So again, you see, one of the interesting things, if you're a CEO or a board member, you have to be asking yourself, does my company help encourage these what we call producers, these people who know how to bring new and existing things together in a new way to create value? is my company friendly to these producers, or are we pushing them out? In fact, a number of the billionaires took their ideas to their employers. Mark Cuban took it to his first employer. It wasn't his first employer, actually, but to his employer. His first business idea was to do computer networking and repair. He brought that to his employer laughed at him, and so then he left. So a lot of times, that talent is sitting in an organization just waiting to be unlocked.
Wow, I love that. They laughed at him, and now they're not laughing as you see him all over the place with Shark Tank and his successes, his, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, but so much more than that with Mark Cuban, because he's really blown and going in a lot of different directions. So you know what people listening to us, John, are thinking? Because this is what happens, and this is your book, The Self-Made Billionaire Effect. Can you teach yourself to be in that position, how to become a billionaire?
Well, Kate, I think that not everybody's going to become a billionaire, but in the main, we think that there's some natural athletes out there, just like in sports. And then there's some people who will always, you know, have a really hard time at sports. Same thing with, you know, this kind of talent. But most people are in the middle, like most of us in sports, where you can be coached, you can be better, you can see opportunities more. For example, most people don't look at risk the right way. Most people are over-concerned with holding on to what they have and less concerned about a potential future opportunity. And when we look at these billionaires, you know, they had a lot of failures in what they were doing, but they were willing to persevere. And the big thing was for them, did they bet at all, or did they save enough on the side so they could play again? And whether you listen to a Mark Cuban or a Glenn Taylor or a T. Boone Pickens, they always kept some powder dry so that if they weren't right on the business idea they were dealing with at that time, they could play again because they wanted to get that upside. And I think all of us can learn from that.
Yeah, so that's probably, if I asked you, well, how do you start down that road, you've kind of given us a little bit of a blueprint there that, you know, do you pursue your passion? Do you really delve into that content and know exactly what you're trying to do? Because I think that, John, that sometimes people have great ideas, but they talk about them, and they don't pursue them, and then they don't dive far enough into finding out more about it.
Absolutely true. And every one of these billionaires, as far as we could tell, reads like crazy. You know, and you look at Mark Zuckerberg started his book club. You know, if Mark Zuckerberg's had time to read a book every 2 weeks, I think we all have time to read a book every 2 weeks. And it's the curiosity and then the desire to make it real. So you take a guy like Eli Broad who started KB Homes, and he also started Sun America in the U.S., the only man to ever start two Fortune 500 companies in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And so he was an accountant, and he was looking at houses, and he realized if he built a house without a garage and with a carport, he could make that cheap enough so that the person buying the house would pay the same for the mortgage as they would pay for rent. And instead of overthinking it, he did that. He got with his uncle, and then they built 12 houses, and they sold them the first weekend they went on sale, and that was the beginning of KB Homes. So he just didn't think it. He went out and did something about it, and he realized if it didn't work, he could always go back to being an accountant.
Yeah. Did you think, you know, what made you decide that you were going to put this together? How did you and Mitch come up with this?
Well, I'll tell you, our firm, PwC, is really interested in value creation for our clients. And, you know, our names are on the book, but it really was a team effort. And the thing was pretty simple, which is if you're going to study, you know, great new businesses and great new design, and you're going to try to advise investors or CEOs boards of directors, which we do a lot, there's a lot out there about the process of innovation and creation and so forth. We wanted to look at the personality part because as we looked at the data, a lot of these great business designs came from individuals, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, and we wanted to know, is there anything we can learn from them so that when we go talk to these corporate leaders, that we have something to say about what kind of talent should they be looking for to build that next billion-dollar business for them, because as a large corporation, sometimes making a business of $10, $20, $50 million is not enough. You really have to grow something big.
All right, I love it. The Self-Made Billionaire Effect, pick it up. I presume you can get it on Amazon?
You can, and also there's a website that has videos. We have a version of the book in a cartoon form. We have synopsized versions and so forth, all on pwc.com/billionaire, and that points you to all the different retailers and lots of collateral material and media and so forth. So anyone can find it at pwc.com/billionaire.
John Sciocla, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Make our final turn for this hour of America Tonight. American Sniper. If you've watched any TV, you've seen a lot of promos for this movie that is all about the story of Chris Kyle. Sadly, what a tragic end to his life. We're going to talk to Jim DeFelice, who co-authored that book, American Sniper, next week on America Tonight. But here's a snippet of Bradley Cooper, the star of this movie in American Sniper.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Would you be surprised if I told you that the Navy has credited you with over 160 kills? Do you ever think that you might have seen things or done some things over there that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, that's not me, no.
What's not you?
I don't tell you enough. I'm so proud of you. You're such a great father.
So you're not worried about what might happen?
I'm willing to meet my creator and ask for every shot that I took.
Don't pick it up. Crap.
So what are you, in Germany or where?
Off stateside.
Your home? What are you doing?
I guess I just needed a minute. Me or all the guys that I couldn't save.
Hey! Send me my daughter, please, right now!
I'm ready.
Oh, my God!
I'm ready to come home.
All right, again, a Navy SEAL and his widow now, who struggled with everything that he ultimately went through in his lifetime. Clint Eastwood directed American Sniper. I predict it's probably going to be top at the box office. I'm actually going to go and see this movie, so I'll have a cheap movie review for you, if you will, when I come back from the movies, when I see you again. American Sniper, rated R, a couple of hours. That's the investment in American Sniper. Bradley Cooper, Sienna Miller star in this one. We move from what I think is going to be the top movie at the box office to a funny movie. Kevin Hart, who's a pretty funny guy, stars in The Wedding Ringer.
So I'm not going to do it. This is to the groom, my best friend, to happy ever after.
So I guess that's it.
I mean, you know the rules.
I do. I just thought
so. What?
I thought we like maybe hit it off, right? Like,
no. I want to propose a toast to happy ever after. What exactly do you do?
Welcome to the Best Man Inc.
I provide best man services for guys like yourself who lack in such areas. How you looking on groomsmen? You need one or two?
I need seven.
You need seven? What you're talking about is what we joke about. And in less than 2 weeks?
Please help me. I don't know what else to do.
Okay, if I do this, you need to understand that this is strictly a business relationship. You're not buying a new friend, you're hiring your best man.
Got it.
I'm assuming you made up a name for me.
Vic Mitchum.
I wear a cape.
Hey, ladies, what's going on? My name is Vic.
I'm Vic Mitchum, and I love candy.
Vic Mitchum can have whatever he wants.
All right. I like it. God created the world in 7 days. We gotta do a whole lot more in a lot less time.
Who are these people?
Me and the groomsmen.
These guys cannot be my groomsmen. It looks like the entire cast of Goonies grew up and became rapists.
It is my job to make you look good on your wedding day. That's why we're here.
It's called a dry run.
You can hide a fat ass in baggy pants, but you cannot hide a bad dancer.
You asked how a girl like Gretchen could fall for me?
I took her dancing.
They are all so talented, those gays.
From this moment on, we are flawless, gentlemen.
What time is it?
That's the strangest looking group of guys I've ever seen.
Boom. Three balls. Count them.
Holy. I want my real life to be as fun as the one I paid for.
Let's go make some history.
We'll never forget climbing the glaciers of Patagonia.
Jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet.
talking about?
I lied to you.
He wasn't like that until you showed up.
That's the Doug that I know.
Don't you think it's a bit strange that your best man's name is Vic Mitchum?
I gotta be honest with you guys.
The Wedding Ringer. You need a best man. It's Kevin Hart. He pretends to be friends. You could hear that with Josh Gad. Looks like it'd be a pretty funny movie. It's rated R, and it's just under 2 hours. I think that's going to find its stride, too, for sure. If you have kids, oh, it's all about Paddington. Check this out.
Stranger danger. Keep your eyes down. There's some sort of bear.
Hello.
Hello there.
Mary.
This young bear needs our help, Henry. It's just one night.
Do bears even have names?
My name is...
Or perhaps you'd like an English name.
An English name?
Paddington.
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 Paddington! Sorry.
From the producer of Harry Potter.
You've literally just brought home a random bear. He's much more similar than you think. Besides, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, no.
That was amazing.
He was looking for a home.
But, like, not that bad.
Wind. Hot wind. Two hot winds.
Well, I hope I don't look weird.
That bear is a danger to this hamlet.
Awesome.
Jonathan, don't even think about it. First thing tomorrow, that bear is out of here.
But trouble was looking for him.
A talking bear?
You are going to make a fantastic addition to the collection.
Ooh. Don't know if I like the sound of that.
This January.
Hand over the bear.
No.
Oh, you don't need to worry. I think I've got the hang of things.
The greatest adventure.
This family needs that bear every bit as much as he needs you.
Is finding where you belong.
It doesn't matter that he's a different species. Or that he has a worrying marmalade habit.
Did you say marmalade?
I'm all right.
Paddington.
Much different from the counterpart Ted. Remember the Ted movies? Paddington has been around for a long time. A kid's bear, kids' books, a Colin Firth. You could hear his voice. He's one of the stars in it. Hugh Bonneville. He's on Downton Abbey, if you watch that. Two pretty well-known British actors. And I'm sure it'll find its footing as one of the first family films of 2015. I'm going to leave you with this. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. You know who said that? Gandhi. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.